Yishev Yaakov Be'eretz Mikurei Oviv Be'eretz Knan Eile Toldos Yosef V'Yisroel Oav Es Yosef Mikol Bonov Ki Ben Skunim V'Oso Lo Iksoines Pasi V'Yiru Echov The brothers saw Ki Oisei Oav Aviyah Mikol Echov V'Yisnu Oisei V'Lo Yochlu Daboi L'Shola. So the Bel Soloveitchik would say Alemol, it says V'Yisroel Oav Es Yosef Mikol Bonov. He liked him more from all of his kids, and he made a ketonis passing. V'Yiru Echov Ki Oisei Oav Aviyah Mikol Echov V'Yisnu Oisei. It's a strange thing. The pasuk starts Yaakov loved Yosef more from all of his son, and he made him a ketonis passing, and the brothers saw Ki oisa oav aviyem mikol echov, not mikol bonov. He loved them more from all of his brothers. So he said they didn't care that he loved them more from all of his sons. The father loves the son, but when they realized it's mikol echov, that he's machshiv them more from the brothers, not as the ava from the father, then v'lo yochlu ledaboi l'sholem. And before we say another knech, they say Yosef was the son of Rachel. They know that Rachel has loved more from Leah. So it's natural that he will love Yosef more from them. They didn't care. Ki oisei oav aviyem mikol echov. What is echov? Mihem. Maybe I'll explain why I started with rebel. This passage doesn't make sense. Vayiru echov ki oisei oav aviyem mikulo. What is mikol echov? He likes him more from his brothers. And we're talking about them. We sit here and we see our father loves you more from us. What is the Russian Mikol Echov? So this is what Rebel said that bothered them, that he's machshiv them more. But the Mefarshim say Mikol Echov, they saw he loves them even more from Binyamin. Mikol Echov. If he likes him more from Binyamin, so it means it's not because he loves Rachel, because he chose that Yosef will be the Mamshich. And the longest in the parsha is, I want to explain, the brothers were not jealous. The brothers were bothered. They knew that Avram chose Yitzchok, Yitzchok chose Yaakov, and they were scared that it's going to happen again, that Yaakov would choose Yosef and they will be out of Klal Yisrael. And this is the reason really later they want to kill him. They hold he's a roidef. All of us are shifteiko, all of us are roid to be mamshich yankiv avinu, and Yosef is trying to push for the same system that happened by Avram, that Yishmael is out and Yitzchok is in, but Yitzchok that Yaakov is in and Esav is out, and now Yosef is trying to push again. Vayachalom Yosef chalom vayageid le'echov, vayasifu oitz no oisa. What is the chaloim? Hine anachnu ma'almim alumim. They're putting these banners if b'teich hasodeh. Komo alumosi v'gam nitzevo v'tesubeno alumoseichem v'tishtachaveno la'alumosi. And the brothers tell him, amaloich tim loich oleinu imoshol tim sholbonu v'yosifu oitzno oisre. Chaloim chaloim acher. Shemesh v'yoreach chalesor kichovim mishachvim li v'yisaper lo'ovi v'lecho v'yigar b'yovi. We have two dreams of power of Yosef. The first dream, Yosef is sitting with the brothers. Everyone picks up an aluma. Yosef's aluma stands in the middle. All of the 11 alumas band down to this aluma. And the second dream, Yosef is in the dream, 11 stars, sun and moon, band down to Yosef. Frek Teisves, Balei HaTeisves, why in the first dream, he didn't dream, I'm in the Sode, 11 bandos around me, and all of them are mishtachmet to me. No, was 12 bandrels. Everyone made a bandrel. My bandrel started up in the middle, and all of you banded down to my aluma. In the second dream, Yosef is sleeping, and he sees 11 stars banding down to him. So Tesis answers that what you want to be in the second dream. He will dream that it's 12 stars and all the stars are banding down to a star. How you will know that it's him? But the only way is if they will dream that they're picking stars, yeah? So how could it be that 11 stars would be mishtachvet to a star that is Yosef? And the alumas, 12 people, went to the field, everyone made the aluma, Yosef's aluma gets up, and everyone is mishtachvet to him. And the stars, technically it was not shaykh. No. That's another kasha. Frank, this is the daskeni. The Baal HaTesis has another kasha. We know that Paro had a dream later with the cows and the shiboilim, and Yosef comes and he tells him, "Al hishanoi sachaloim." You know why Paro you dream cows? Ki memayro eloikim laasoisoi. Very soon will be soiva and rov. Right, this is the next parsha. This dream, Yosef dreams a double dream. Takes 22 years till it happens. Frek Teisves, Yosef said, "Ali shanoi sachaloim ki memayro eloikim laasoisoi." Zok Teisves v'shemo yeshloim al dafko belayla echod. Paro dream in the same night. Woke up. Oh, but if it's in two nights, we don't have this yesod. Kenzai. I want to say a different pshat. The Ramban, the Akdama from the Ramban. It's Emes. These things are mamish Emes Lamita. The Ramban says, you know, the famous question that everyone has when we're learning the parasha, we'll see. You know, Yosef in Mitzrayim, send a letter to your father. Tell it says you can't, the Eved can't send a letter. Okay. Yosef, you became King Yosef, your brothers come. Father, I'm here, Kibud Avim. My father is crying, my father is Ovel, and Yosef is busy with a story with the brothers, 7 years of Soiva, 2 years of Rov. Zog the Ramban, the Loshon Ramban is Azay. Ki b'chaloyim harishoyim cholam sheishtachvu lo 11 alumos. U'b'chaloyim hasheini cholam 11 stars, moon and sun. He knew that first has to be a chaloim of 11 brothers, and then second time has to be 11 brothers and a father and a mother. That he needs to get Binyamin down to be mishtach for the first time, and only the second time to bring his father down. As I state in the Ramban. So Yosef knew that it's a nevuah. And maybe he can't call his father because it says that in the first nevuah, the brothers will come themselves. This is the Ramban. So I want to tell you about the Yosef is the Chavatzelis HaShoron says this Yosef, but it's MS Lamita. Yosef had two separate dreams. The first dream, Yosef is a chaloim that he will be the king of Mitzrayim and everyone will come to band and down to him. Why the Achim banded down to Yosef? Because he had money. He was the king of Mitzrayim. They didn't know he's Yosef. When they banded down to Yosef in the first dream, they knew it's Yosef? No. Why they banded down? Because he was the guy that was giving food. This is what the dream said. 11 bandels will mishtach v'la'alumosi, not to Yosef. They will not know that it's Yosef. The first chaloim, they're not allowed to know that it's Yosef. The mishtach v'la'aluma, to the Yosef who amashbir. Yosef is giving the food. If he tells his father that it's him, he killed the dream. They can't know that it's him. The whole mehalach is that they don't know. This is the first dream. The second dream is mishtachvim li. They will know that it's me, and they'll mishtachvim to me because I will be the choshev person. I will be Yosef. Even Yankiv Rashi says, "Kage beine ksagile." So this was the second dream. So now all the three kashas fall off. The first dream, you had to be mishtachbet to the aluma, not to Yosef. The second dream, you can't have a star. They're not mishtachbet to stars, they're mishtachbet to Yosef. The first das kein in Yosef. The second kasha, b'ishanoy sachaloyim, it's not the same dream. He dreamt two separate dreams. So there's no ma'ariv leikim la'asoy. I mean, it's two different chaloyimus. As one chaloyim mishtachvim la'alumosi, and this was niskayim or binyomin came, and they're not allowed to know that he's Yosef, so b'mele he can't be megale. And the second chaloyim is andre chaloyim, so b'mele al derech haramban we miyashe both tases is kasha. I want to be mamshik. The Besalevi also chaps this vault, and he says that it's interesting. And the first time it says, והנה אנחנו מעל ממלאו ממתיך הסודה, ויאמרו לו יחוב, המלוך תמלוך עלינו, אם משול תמשול בנו, ויוסיפו אוי צנוע אוי סוי, they hated it. אבן עזרא explains, מלוך תמלוך משול תמשול, מלוך is ברוצוין, משול is שלוי ברוצוין. כי להשם המלוכו, ומוי של בגויים. זוג דגויים, הוא יממ לך השם. אבל הדגויים, it's in a force. When the goyim will know that Hashem, Hoya Hashem lemelech al kol haoretz, Hashem echod u'shmo echod. So the Ibn Ezra, Maloich timloich, you think we will make you a king? Or Mashol timshol, you think you will force us? And the reason he thought that he will force is because Koma alumosi v'gam nitzavo, kilu, I will win you. And they hated him. Then he tells them the story with the stars and the sun. Vayekanu bo yechov. The brothers become jealous. First they hate, and the first dream it says they were hating him, and the second dream it says they became jealous. Sadi Bisalevi, when he told them, you know, one day I'll be a king, I'll have money, and you'll come to Mishtachve, I mean, they also heard the Shia, yeah? The Alumasi, they heard the whole Shtikal day. It's not supposed to be jealous, so what if you'll be a king? They hated him. You think you'd be the king? Forget about it, we hate you for that. The second dream, he said, one day I will be Yosef HaTzadik, and all of you Mishtachveli, I will be the brother, I will be the Mamshich. My father, everyone will believe that I'm the person. They got jealous. There was a jealousness. Rav Shteyman, they say, over my for Rav Shteyman, was in Geman, in Bnei Brak. He learned for a couple of years, then he went and he made money. More money. He bought a nice house, swimming pool, nicer house, then he bought a nicer car. Then one day he decided he's buying a very fancy car with the titanium as a special doors. His wife told him, why you have to buy such a car? You know, we're living in Bnei Brak. No one has money. Everyone's eyes are popping out. You know, say a bit sneers. He said, you know, when I drive to a meeting with such a car, the guy signed the deal. I need a car. She said, you know, I know I can't, people will be jealous. All of my friends, I'm Koyel Chazanish, I'm the only one that went out to work. I don't want the mechanic, the whole Koyel Chazanish to be jealous of us. Not can I? It's enough, we live in like three floors, they live in little apartments. So we're going to Rav Shteyman. Went to Rav Shteyman, you know, he says he wants to buy the car. And she says, all of your friends will be jealous of you. And he says, I need it for my business. And she says, listen, all of your friends are in Koyel, the eyes are popping out, you can't do it. So Rav Shteyman asked him, tell me, you know Shas? He said, no. Nope. You know half a Shas? Tell me, you know one Masechta Baal Peh? He says, no. Tell me, you know the Yeshiva Shablat? You know, he learned Yeshiva. Like, the Yeshiva Shablat, you know the Yeshiva Shablat? He says, no. Said, you do the Fayyimi good, Shtar? He said, no. He said, you could buy the car, no one would be jealous. There's nothing to be jealous of. He said, Adam Snishkin, take a dicker if you have Torah with your money. You're right. There's what to be jealous of. Abel, stop! Don't worry, no one is jealous. You can buy what car you want, no one will be jealous. When is the chashivas for the money? When the brothers heard, not Yosef is going to be the king. Mishtach Mimli, I will be Yosef HaTzadik. When he told him, I'm going to be the king of Mitzrayim, say the king of Mitzrayim, will we happy to be Shifteko? We hate you, you want to be our king. But we're not jealous of you that you become the king and we will stay Achi Yosef. We're very happy about that. When he told them, but the Gantz and Maisa, Ich was Yosef HaTzadik. Oh, Yosef HaTzadik. And then Vayikanu Bayechot. Then the Pesuk is Mamshich. the brothers come. ואתה לחו בנהרגנו ונשליחו באחד הבירס ואומרו חיו הרוס וישמע רובן ויצילהו מיוד ויאמרו לא ינקנו נפש don't hit it ויאמר להם רובן אל תשפחו דם נוקי השליחו אל הביר הזה אשר במדבור ויד אל תשלחו בו ויגע אשר בו יוסף אל איכו ויפשיט את יוסף וישליחו יוסף הבוירו והבוי ריק אין בו מים. The Gemara says, "V'haboy reik ein boy mayim." Mimash mashanem ar ein boy mayim. If it's reik, it's reik. V'haboy reik ein boy mayim. The Pesuk says, "V'yashlichu oyster haboy ro hey beiz reishay." V'haboy reik ein boy mayim. Frank the Gemara, "V'haboy reik." So for sure, there's no water. Mimash mashanem ar v'haboy reik ein boy mayim. Mayim ein boy. Aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh. Frank the Mefoshim. So what kind of atzola is? If you throw someone to a bird that is full with nechashim ve'akrabim, me'idi malav shemeis. So what is the pshat ve'yishma ruven ve'yatzile miyodom? This is a atzole. So some say that Ruven didn't know that it's nechashim ve'akrabim. Some say, they say a vote from the Rebbe Reb Hershon. There's a famous gemara in Shabbos that chofalef on mudbeis. Omar Rab Tanchu. ממש משנה מה והבוי ריק אין במים, ממש משנה מה בוי ריק אין יודע שאין במים, מה אתה לא אמר אין במים, אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בוי. צחוף א' עמוד א' ודבר. אין בכל בייזם בייזם שק, לא, אבל דבר עמוד א'. ואומר רב דול, אומר רב תנחו, נרחניק השליחו למעלה מהסימא ופסולו, כסוקו וחמובו. פרק דבל, what is the שייכס the two members one to each other? The first members is, the first member, it's Chofale from the base. Omar Rav Kahane, Dorash Rav Nosen Bar Minyuni Meshem Rav Tanchu. Nechanek Shinichu Lamala Mesimam Psulo Kesukur Kemovri. Omar Rav Kahane, Dorash Rav Nosen Bar Minyuni Meshem Rav Tanchu. Mai Dixi Vaboy Reik En Bamaim, Mai Shashem Vaboy Reik En Yudea Shem Bamaim, and Matan Man Bamaim, and Choshim Vayakrab. It's like a Melis and Ibish. It's what is the Shaykh is the two members? So some say it's the same name. Now that's in the Shas, the same names follow each other. In the Tanchuma, they were near each other with different names. So you gotta answer the reasons of the same names. Zogi Benis and Ibishitz, of Tanchuma had a kasha. How is Vayishma Ruven Vayatzila Miyodoy? Is Nechoshim Vayakrabi? The Teret says, was Lamata Vayasim Amo. And Leshal Tebeine. You couldn't see the Nechoshim Vayakrabi. Man, the Chanak Ashnichal Mala Vayasim Amo Psula, because you can't see. This is the Chab of Benis and Ibishitz. It's a beautiful word of Rabbeinu Yisrael Haibishitz. I was stamped to tell you pshat, I say, Alamol, don't say Rabbeinu Yisrael Haibishitz, stam, a pilpu. Well, but what is the Shaykhus? As they, he couldn't see Lamata Meyesim, the Nechoshim Haikrabim, so also Nechaliko Shinich Lamata Meyesim Amo. It's a chat, but, you know, I see planes Lamata Meyesim Amo. No, no. Some tell me maybe it's not planes, because you can't see. Avada you see. So what is the pshat? The pshat is, Avada was Nechoshim Vayakrabim. I want to go, Dor HaChaim HaKodesh explains, Reuven Steiner was, don't kill him. Leave it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. As a Shaila, Yosef is tiny. This is what they understand, that he's the Yitzchok. He's the Yankov. And they said, no, we're Shiftiko. You're Oidev. You're telling our father that we're not Roy to be the Hemshech. And they wanted to kill him. He said, leave it to the animals. Masbil with a famous marshal, being over the famous marshal from Rebuni Mipischa. Like this, he would say it over in his tish, Lo Shabbos. A beautiful, beautiful Rebuni Mipischa. He says, was a Rebbe that had a son. And the Rebbe was a very famous Baal Moifis, everyone knew who he is. Then, the son became Rebbe, and he also feels like his father. One time in the middle of the night, he calls the Balagol, it was snowing. We have to travel now. He says, Rebbe, it's snowing. The horses. Tell that. Everyone goes into the horses. The Rebbe, the Balagol sits. The horses start to get wild. The Rebbe tells the Balagol, leave them, let them to travel. And the horses are wild. They start and they zoom in and they break into the Poritz's house, straight into his dining room. The whole wagon, where the horse is wild, break in. The Poritz sits there in the dining room, and the horse is, you know, and he picks up the gun and is about to shoot. So the Balagola does with a finger at the Rebbe. So he turns to the Rebbe, and Amaisa, he leaves the Rebbe. When they come out, the Rebbe told him, you know, you're Amaisa. I saw you did with the finger on me. So he told the Rebbe, I want to tell you. I decided like this. If you take a tzaddik like your father, nothing will happen. And if not, you deserve it. So Rebbe said, this is what Reuven said. Reuven said, if Yosef is a tzaddik and he has to be, so you know, Bal Bchira could kill a person, Hashem will make a nest and the Nechoshi will not kill him. And if not, he deserves to be killed. Reuven said, I hear the Vikuach. The brother is passing you Chayav Misa. I'm arguing that you're such a tzaddik and you don't deserve to be Chayav Misa. So Miman of Shach. If it's right, you'll be safe. So the Welt says that this is the Pshat. So Lemaise, he put them down. Lemaise, the snakes did not bite Yosef. So why not everyone yelled, we see the snakes didn't bite Yosef, he's a tzaddik. And if the Torah says, v'aboy reik ein boy mayim, v'nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy, it means that were snakes. And they saw that the snakes are not biting Yosef. They had to get up and say, Yosef, we're sorry. So the Torah says, oh, but the nest happened down l'mato me'esrim. This was the tzushtel. Avada you see l'malo me'esrim, oh, but it doesn't have such a starke ashpor, such a starke roishen, such a strong influence on you. So the Gemara said, the same way you see that l'mato me'esrim was a nest. Maybe they're tired, maybe he said something, maybe he got along with them. It's l'malo me'esrim. So the Chanukah she'nichol l'malo me'esrim also is not good. The nes has to be in front of you. The pasuk is mamshich. Vayishvu lecho ilechem. I don't want to go into this today, but it's brought down, I think, with the Regine. It's a big question. The Achim HaKadoshim are eating bread. In the middle, they're selling their brother. And we see later, what they bought shoes was a tainan there. But they eat bread. He says a lot of time when a person is hungry, he doesn't have yishuv hadas. He says, you come home and you're angry, eat supper and then argue with your mishpacha. He says, one of the ways that Eitzer, a guy, didn't eat the whole day, he comes, he's hungry, he does a lot of mistakes. The brother said, you know what, before we decide, let me ask. We'll have an yishuv hadas. And we'll see, he says, a person doesn't realize. Remember, Rav Shach told me once, sleep and eat is two things that a person has to do. When you don't do them, you're nervous and you can do mistakes. You're hungry, you're hopping around the whole day, you're running, you're hopping. You need a big decision, sit down, take a meal, eat, and then take the real decision. So you didn't eat something, you just took a coffee and a cake. That's what Chazal said, also learning, you have to eat pas shachnis. Chazal said, you have to have a yishuv hadas. Bachim sometimes don't have that yishuv hadas. They come in the morning to Seder, they get up late, yeah? And some stores are closed, so there's nowhere to buy, yeah? And they come hungry and they don't realize. I'm not saying because they're not to come late and to go to eat. But they don't realize that the whole morning Seder, they're not the Yishuv Hadas because they're hungry a little bit. But again, I'm not saying because. He says, the Achim HaKadoshim, they sold Yosef. They said, listen, we're in the way. But it's obvious, I wanted to explain that they didn't eat the hour before, yeah? It means that they were hungry yet. They didn't eat yet. So before they sold him, they sat down and they had a meal. And he says, Vayisro yinei vayiru v'hinei ochas ishmoelim bo migilot noises necho yitzi v'lo yitholchim lo yirid mitzrayim bo. Rashi says, why the pasuk is telling us what the Arabs were carrying when they were going? Lomo pirsam akosu v'smasom lo yidiyo matan schorom shel tzadikim. She'ein darkum shel aravim loses elo neft. The aravim, they carry neft. Very interesting, even in that days they had the oil, I never could figure this out. Yeah? Heck, you know, the oil today is in Iraq, you know. She says, from that the Arabs are holding out to the oil. My stories, I heard once in Mechashavir, we think, punk, you know, these countries, they found the oil. Rashi says that in Zman of the Achim HaKadoshim, I don't know how much oil they found, you know, I'm sure they didn't. The oils were by the Arabs. Kachu Seder Abriya, that they will have it. The gas, basically. We call them V'lezun izdamnu psomim shelo yuzak mireacha. Rashi says it was so strange that these Aravim had something gishmak that Yosef will feel good. What is the pshat on it? I want to explain it a little bit. It was a Maisa Friday years ago. I think it was 8 years ago. So in Gemad from Yeshiva, 10 years ago. He was going to a bris with his wife and his daughter. They lived in Los Angeles. There was a car accident in the Knesset Yerushalayim. His wife and his daughter were killed and he was hurt very badly. He was in Tipul Nimrat and they something like that. And in the middle of the week, they took him out for a couple of hours that he could sit Shiva. He was sitting in a Ve'yakov, and I got a phone call that he's expecting to see me. And I didn't know, I didn't remember the name. Told me, no, he comes to the Shabbai Shirim, to the Vayiv, and the Yigalai. It's Kavua. Sure, I'm happy to go. Came to the Ve'yakov. It was only bandages, I only saw the eyes. It was banded all over, I only saw eyes. Started to talk, I recognized it. He says he wants to ask me a question. He says, I want to tell you, the car hit me. I lost conscious. They put me into the ambulance. For a second, my eyes opened. And for the blink of the eye, I saw my wife and my daughter, you know, so they had not... I know what happened. And on top of me, I see this paramedic lady, a frum paramedic lady, that we know she never works Friday. She's the only frum paramedic lady in Yerushalayim. She never works. I was so happy I saw her. I know she will call my parents. And I closed my eyes. My eyes opened one more time before they took me into the hospital in Hadassah. When they took me out of the ambulance, for a second my eyes opened and again I saw her. And she's a friend of the family and I was so happy. And then I woke up after 3 days. And when I tell it to people, people tell me, you're crazy. You lost your wife, you lost your daughter, you're so happy you do the paramedic. And I say, when I say it to people, I see they look at each other. Nebach. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited that it happened. I can't explain to you. It changed my whole story. Maybe you could explain to me why I was so excited to see it. Such ashkoch. So I told him that this is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's Shmuz in our week's parsha. And I actually said it again for the father that lost his daughter in the car accident here a couple weeks ago. The same feelings, but it's still fresh. I'm just speaking about the story here. Chaim Shmulevitz asked the kasha. Yosef, the achim paskin his chayiv misa. They undress him. He's naked. And they're selling him to Mitzrayim, to a slave. That in Mitzrayim was no way to go out. There was no way to send emails from Mitzrayim. If it would be a way to send a message from Mitzrayim that he's there, they would not take a chance. Because he will tell the guy, listen, tell my father I'm here, you'll give me $1 million. Yeah? I'm telling you, I'm the son of Yaakov Avinu. Go there, tell Yaakov, I'm telling you. It was so close, Mitzrayim. It was no way. No, the Avonim, no one talked to them. They're in jail there. There's nothing more to do. His life is over. You think in that time is a difference if you smell oil or you smell psalmim? So you're right. Some say, yeah, but Hashem wants to show a person he only suffers exactly how much he has to. But what is the difference for the smell? I'm telling you, you'll never know what a tzor is. When a person's involved in tzor is, he doesn't smell. He doesn't smell. I'm telling you, he doesn't smell. You'll never know. Zoktim Chaim Shmulevitz, Hashem told him one thing. I'm with you there. Our Arabs never smell. In that days, they never have this. They only have oil. I made it. So it means I'm with you. I'm selling you. Don't be scared, Yosef. Ah, it's Hashem is selling me. He managed to pass the whole 22 years. That smell. The guy started to cry. He said, yeah. I felt Hashem told her to come today. That she could call my parents. I don't have ID. They were dressed and going to a bris. I knew Hashem took care of me. I knew he took my wife and my daughter. But this lady for 20 years told us she will never go out for happy Friday. She doesn't even open her phone to hear a call. So this gave me the power. The father of this kid told me. He lost his daughter in a terrible massive. But the mother was holding the kid. And no one got hurt. The car hit. The mother stayed completely. Nothing happened, not even a scratch. It's impossible. It came out technically, the police didn't believe how it could be. I knew Hashem sent to kill my daughter. He wanted her. I knew it's not the guy that did the car. Because if he did the car, the mother had to get the bank. I'm not going out of the details. He said exactly the same feeling. He said, well, and we spoke over this vault. The Ramban says it already. The Ramban says, if you remember the psukim before, Yosef goes to Dothan. He's looking for his brothers. He can't find them. So the Ramban, Yosef came and he couldn't find his brothers. He was lost. He was going surround and surround and surround. He's about to go back. I'm sorry, I couldn't find the brothers. Hamalach goes down in Hashemayim and tells you he's there. He's there. So the Ramban, why Hashem had to do it that Yosef was lost? And the Malach came and told him where they are. Sheyeda, zok the Ramban. All of the years that he's in Mitzrayim, don't think because you listened to your father and you stupid and you followed and you went there, you were sold. You came there, you didn't find them, they left. You could have gone back home. No one was there to tell you. I send a Malach that you will know it's me selling you to Mitzrayim. If a person gets, and he says, in every time in life, sometime in the cloud, when a clap comes, you will see that one thing did not have to happen. We call it bad luck. That's the Hashem. Hashem wants to show you. Don't think it's naturally that it happened. There's no reason that this crash will happen. It's happened because I'm doing it. When a person has that feeling, he could manage to go the whole time. He could manage to pass the whole Mitzrayim. Pesuk is mamshich. One says, "Well, they'll go back." So much is parshas. And here, after the dvarim ha'ile, v'tiso eishes sadeinu v'seinu al Yosef, v'toymer shchoy v'aymi. And he runs out. And he leaves the clothes in her hands. She starts to yell. And she says, listen here, I have the clothes. The Eved came to do Aveiras with me. Here, the clothes is on my hands. Frank de Veld, grab the clothes and run away. Why? He runs out without clothes. He leaves the clothes by her. For sure she will tell everyone, look, he got undressed. Here's the clothes. So you can say maybe she was very strong. Not Mistaba, yeah? Achim HaKadoshim, when Reuven Shimon Levi could kill a whole city. There's a couple answers. We'll start. Everyone is MS. The first answer is when you have a Nisayon, you run away from the Nisayon. The Bacher once told me there was a deer, there was a guy in his deer that had an iPhone. So I told him he has to leave the deer. So he wanted to go back to take his things. He said, no, don't take your things, you know. Vayaz the big doy. I will send a guy to take it. But don't go back in. No, I'm saying it because I don't want, but I'm speaking about Evin Isoyan. a person chas v'shalom falls with someone that he has to stop the shaykhus with. You know, I'm just saying everything by remises. Okay, I'll just say goodbye and I'll stop to have shaykhus to him. Vayazoid bigdoy. Yosef nu. I will stay one more moment to grab my clothes. Could be I will fall down. When you chab the nisoyan to run away, run away. But the Musa said it in Shtarka. The interaction to fight, to take the clothes, is also a shaykhus. To grab, shake, you're ready with her. She was holding onto the clothes. Not about staying there 1 minute. You have to grab it out of her hands. You grab it, she pushes you, again you're with her. Vayazri bigdoi vayetza achutza. Okay, I want to go first before that. Chaim Shmulevitz has a very stark shmuz. We have the whole story with Yehuda. And Tomo wants to marry Yehuda. She wants to marry the other kids. The first two kids died because the maizid were mashchi zera. The aveira that they did was ashchos hazera. Tzor hazera levatole. This was beretz and dechet. And they died. And she wanted to marry the third one. And Yehuda didn't give her. And she was dressed up like a zayna. And then Yehuda comes and he gives her the chusemes and the psilim. The Ramban says, it says on the post what Rashi brings down, Vayet ele ha-derech. Vayet ele ha-derech. So, he came. Chazal say, Vayet ele ha-derech, what? V'chi, Yehuda, will marry a Zayna. The Malach pushed him, as they bow down in the Medrash. With this bowl. Schraber brings it down. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Bigesh Lavor, Zimelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach, Loshan HaMedra Schraber. Zimelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach, Shoh Yomimuna Al HaTayve, Amar Yehuda Yechanan, Ato Eilech. Vayeder Lo Baal Korcho, Shaloi Bertzoin. There's no reason that Yehuda will do it. The Medrash is a Shein HaMedrash. Frank Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I understand. The Medrash says, can't be that Yehuda did it on his own. But how Tobel knew that he will come? If Yehuda is not holding by marrying someone in the street. So Tobel goes, she dresses up, and Yehuda, but Yehuda will not come. The Medrash says Yehuda doesn't go over to someone. You're not allowed even to think like that. That's what the Malach pushes. So what Tobel is going there? She's sitting in the corner, she hopes Tobel, she's heard Yehuda's walking in the street. The Isha al-Dumi didn't go over to her. Chira didn't go over to her. Kdeisha? Avos HaKdeish? Zogt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Avodas Hashem. She knew that she has to be making shifteka. You have to do ishtadlis. And you can't say, but it doesn't make sense that it will happen. The Chashmonoim put oil in the candles. They never know that it would light for 8 days. Oh, but they did what they could do. They did what they could do. Tomo said, I'm trying my best. But so right. And Chazal say, David HaMelech came out from there. So from where we have a David HaMelech? From going to try. For the guy didn't have a chavrusa. He said, why didn't show up? I didn't have a chavrusa. You come to the Bis Medrash, Hashem will send you the chavrusa. And if he didn't send you the chavrusa, start and learn. You have to go. You have to try. Okay, I miss a minion. go to the shul, and then you see, you'll find a minyan, and it works out. I don't know once, but it didn't work out. I said, Tomo, after it happened, she was almost burned. With this whole bite, they almost burned her with the kids. And she was my son nefesh. Not lahalut nechavei reberabim. And then everything happened. So she saw a miracle that Yudah came, and then everything again went to crash. And they're going to burn her. They went to burn her. Abba Zayim Chaim Shulevitz, a person has to learn. You have to go, you have to try. I'm going to say two more zachen at the end of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, Yosef is in jail, and the Saramashkim and the Saraifim have a dream. The Saramashkim says, I'm giving the power in the dream, the kois. And Saraifim says, I have my dream, and I have three bags in my head, Salim, and the birds are eating. And the Saramashkim, he tells him, you put back the kois of the kois paroi. And the Saraifim, he says, they will hang you up. The Ben Ish Chai has a beautiful, beautiful vault, one of the nicest Ben Ish Chais. So the Ben Ish Chai, the shayla is, why Yosef decided that Saramashkim is going back, and Saraifim is going to kill? So the Yeshiva Shatariyot, they say, if he will tell the Saramashkim that he's killing him, Saraifim will never ask him, right? So they will kill the first guy, second guy will be free, and Yosef will stay in jail. So the first guy, he said, that will save you. Second guy, he killed. So the first guy went out. Yeah, this is the Yeshiva Shadat. But the Ben Ish Chai brings down, he says there was a race. If the best guy, that could, the paint, the two paint, who could make the best paint? First guy painted a house, a wall, with a window, with a curtain. And the second guy painted a kid holding a basket with beautiful grapes. And both of them was the whole city came. And the first painter said, he sent someone, it's so hot, you could open the west today. I don't know why the English, they thought it's cold. Yeah, but it was hot. And he sent the kid, please use someone, it's very hot. And the guy got up and tried to move the curtain. It looked so real that there's a window and a curtain. A guy got up and was trying to move the curtain. So everyone clapped, a beautiful picture. Then the second guy took out a bird, and the bird tried to eat the grapes. Imagine the grapes looked so real. So there's an argument. Some said, listen, the first guy, Mamish, it looks like a real curtain. He has to win the game. He has to win the race. The guy said, a person, a bird. And the judge is passing that the first person is winning. They asked the judges why. They said, if the second picture looked real and the kid would look real, the bird will never go over to the kid to take a grape out of his hands. Vice versa, the kid doesn't look real. Zokta, the Saraifim said, in my dream, I had three baskets and birds were eating from my basket. So it means in your dream, the birds, you'd look dead, you didn't look alive. Because if you'd be alive in the dream, the birds don't eat off your head. So the dream came to say that you're the dead person. You're not the alive person. The Melech, Yosef knew to Paskin that the Saraifim in the dream looks like he's dead. Hazeh the Ben Ish Chai will say over. The pasuk is mamshich velo yizochar Saramashkim es Yosef ha'ishkachayim. Yosef is asking a favor from Saramashkim to tell Paro that he's in jail and he forgets. Rashi says le'achar miken b'pnei she'tolo bo Yosef b'tchonoi le'zochoi huzkar kli yisosu shtei shonim shenemar ashrei ha'gever asher shom Hashem miftachoi v'leiponoi el ra'ovim v'leibotach al mitzrayim akruim ra. Yosef really had to be out 2 years earlier, and he stays 2 years extra in jail because he's asking. So the Velt says, what Yosef said. Ba'oish ba'yemel Yosef zeh pitroinu ba'oishem ki'im sachartani itcho v'hizkartani el paroi. Kim zachartani v'hiskartani. So it's brought down because he says zachartani v'hiskartani. So he lost 2 years. He had to stay in jail. So they asked Reb Chaim, and I think Reb Shimon asked Reb Chaim asked Reb Shimon, and if Yosef will tell only once, Kim zachartani, how much years he will have to stay? He said, Kim zochor zachartani. So tell Paro to take me out. He said, Zohar Zchartani, 2 years. So Reb Chaim asked Reb Shimon, and what if he would say one? So Reb Shimon said, 1 year. Reb Chaim says, and then he would never stay in jail. Why? Reb Chaim said, Yisrael, there's a din ishtadlis. Overdoing it in ishtadlis is a chisorim bitoch. And the madrege of Yosef, you need to ask the Saramashkim. You made a favor. You asked him, please take care of it. Or someone, please call someone. But don't forget, this is already a chisaron bitoch. Now, I'm not giving that musa because maybe I'm also like that. But in Yosef's madrege. So, Chaim said, Rashi says, the last Rashi in the parasha, you'll see later inside. Shenemar Ashrei Hagebar Shesom Hashem Yiftachu Velo Yiponu El Rehovim Lo Yipotach Al Mitzrayim Anikrim Rav. Rav is a shakrim. It's mashma, if Mitzrayim will not be shakronim, Yosef is allowed to ask him. So Chaim said like this: when a person drowns, he holds on to straw. It's not ishtadlis. Yosef HaTzadik, by you to ask Mitzrayim that they called a liar, it's chisov. It's really not ishtadlis. It's really chisaron bitoch. Reb Chaim said, for you, Yosef, to say, but please don't forget, it's a din ishtadlis. For Yosef, a shifteiko, it's a din in jail, please take me out. And please don't forget, so he stayed for 2 years. Sometimes a person has to learn, and I tell a lot of times the people, I can't say that we're holding these madrigas, but a lot of times the things that you feel that you could control yourself, work a shtikl on bitoch. They say over that Rav Simcha Zissel Mikelem would go only to the plain doctor in Shtot. He would never go to a professor. And I can't say that I'm holding here. Aber azay Rav Simcha Zissel, he said, for ishtadlis is enough to go to the doctor. I don't know, I think I was going to say that the little doctor is not even ishtadlis. But Rav Simcha Zissel said, this is the ishtadlis. And Yosef HaTzadik was a tayna that he asked double. This was the tayna of Yosef HaTzadik. Good Shabbos.